The R.E. Garrison Drivers News and Notes Podcast. Said I'm all about it. Yeah, I'm all about it. Said I'm all about it. Yeah, 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 yeah. Said I'm all about it. Yeah, I'm all about it. Said I'm all about it. Yeah, 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 yeah. Welcome to episode number 28. This is R.E. Garrison's Driver's News and Notes. Today, we're going to start living a better life. That sounds great, doesn't it? We'll discuss how being a better business person can help you have less stress and thus enjoy a better life. We'll be talking about setting up your business to be successful and how you can get ahead in 2024. We're also going to be talking about the driver shortage most companies are experiencing and what's being done about that shortage. We'll cover industry news and notes, and we'll get you caught up on all things drivers news and notes on the R.E. Garrison Drivers News and Notes Podcast. Do your pre-trip inspection, buckle up, and stay tuned for R.E. Garrison's Drivers News and Notes.
Said I'm all about it. Yeah, I'm all about it. Said I'm all about it. Yeah, 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 yeah. Said I'm all about it. Yeah, I'm all about it. Said I'm all about it. Yeah, 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 yeah.
All right, let's get started in 2024. Who wants to be successful in 2024? Well, of course, we all want to be successful this year. So what is your game plan? Success doesn't fall into place. Successful people are going to have to climb into a successful place. If you name anyone who's successful, I'll show you someone who's worked really, really hard to get where they are. Have you ever worked for someone where you had to ask for your paycheck on payday? That's a horrible feeling. I ask that every week in class, and just about every single hand goes up in class. Have you ever worked for someone where they had to have a good week before they had enough money to pay you? I also ask that question every week in class, and almost every hand goes up. Do you want to work for someone who runs their business like that? No, of course not. 1,000 times no. So why are you operating your business like that? Today, we're going to take off our driver's hat. We're going to put on our business owner's hat for just a few minutes, and we're going to talk about running a business. To run a business, you're going to need a budget. It doesn't matter what kind of business you're running. We're talking about a trucking business, but it doesn't matter if you own a barber shop or a bread store or whatever business you're opening, you're going to have a budget. You're going to have a business plan, a budget to run your business by. How much does it take to operate? Let's make a budget for your home. You're going to have a house payment and a car payment, electricity bills, water bills, groceries, etc. You have to include the activities as well. Do your kids play baseball, softball, football? Do they take dance lessons, singing lessons? Do they need to get tutoring after school? If it costs money, list it. You're going to make a budget for your money needed at home. Make a budget for Friday night. Does your spouse want to go to the movies? You're going to have money to go to the movies. So let's just make a mock budget here. We got a house payment of $1,500, a car payment and a truck payment, $500 each. Groceries, $300 a week, that's $1,200 a month. Electricity, $300, water, $100. Baseball lessons, $100, I don't know. Dance lessons probably cost more than that, $200. Let's see, adding that together real quickly for a monthly total of $4,400. So your break dead even there would be $1,100 weekly, right? So let's add $100 for incidentals. Your son may need $40 to take his girlfriend skating, and daughter may need to get a pedicure this week. So that's going to be another $50. So we're going to add $100 in there. And we're going to say our break dead even is going to be $1,200. So if your settlement is $1,500, you're going to have to pay yourself $1,200 to meet your budget at home. Pay yourself $1,200, put $300 in your savings account. Now, you can do a driver's savings account through RE Garrison. If you trust yourself, you can put it in the bank if you want. You can give it to your cousin to hold for you if you trust your cousin. I've asked that question a lot. Never had anyone said they trust their cousin enough to hold their money. So that's probably not going to happen. You can do it however you want to do it. You can do it through your bank. You can have a driver's account set up through RE Garrison. The driver's savings account seems to make the most sense for those doing this. It's your money. You can access that money anytime you want. But here's how we would use that account to run our business like a business. So you get $1,500 net this week. You pay yourself $1,200. You put $300 in your driver's savings account. Let's say next week is the exact same. You run the same loads, buy the same fuel, nothing changes. So you make $1,500 again. You pay yourself $1,200. You put $300 in your driver's savings account. Now you're living on a budget at home. No one sees the difference because all the needs are being met. You already have everything you need to meet your needs at home, and you've already put $600. Now you're living on a budget at home, and no one sees the difference because all the needs are being met at home, and you've already been able to put away $600. Let's say next week is not as good. You only net, let's say, $1,250. You pay yourself $1,200 and you put $50 in your savings account. Now you have $650 in that driver's savings account. Next week, week four, you have a really good week, and let's say your settlement's out of $1,700. Pay yourself $1,200 and you put $500 in your driver's savings account. So that's going to give you a total now of $1,150 in your driver's savings account. And now it's time to go home. You've been out on the road. It's time to go home. You spend 3 or 4 days at home. And as you know, you don't make money sitting at home. But we all need home time. So what do? When you come back out, you go to work, you cover your fixed expenses, but you only net $300 on your settlement. Because you're running your business like a business, you now have the resources available to continue paying yourself $1,200 a week to meet your budget. You net $300 and you have payroll put $900 from your driver's savings account on your check. Now you've got the $1,200 to meet your budget at home. You still have $150 left in that account to build on for the next week. Two things are going to happen when you start running your business like this. You will always be meeting your family's budget, provided that you're available to work and willing to do so. And you will start trying to build that fund up more and more. It's natural that drivers have pride and they want to add to that total and put more and more in savings, be a better and better business person. Now, eventually you'll build that fund up and you'll have enough money so that when you take vacation, you have the money to pay your expenses, pay yourself out of that savings, so that you still have $1,200 coming in every week, even though you're on vacation, and you're paying your expenses as well, so that when you come back out, you're not in the hole. You're caught up and building from day one when you come back out on the road. You admit that you don't want to work for someone who's cutting their budget so close that they need a good week to pay you. So why do you want to be that kind of business owner yourself? Set up your business plan and start driving your budget just like you drive the truck. A driver who waits till payday to see if they've made anything is cutting their business way too close. If you need help with this or want to discuss your budget, call me. Let's see if we can figure out a way for you to drive your budget as well as you drive your truck. This will accomplish so much in your life. It will help you learn to live within your means. It will help you drive your finances instead of your finances driving you. It will help you know where you are and not worry day and night if you're going to have a paycheck this week. If you're not stressing about finances, you're going to be a safer driver. If you're not stressing about finances, you're probably going to be a better parent. If you're not stressed about finances, you're probably going to be a better spouse. If you're not stressed about finances, you're probably going to be a better friend to your friends. If you're not stressing about finances, you're going to have a better quality of life, period. Your quality of life, your balance of life is going to be better because you're taking that stress out of your life. It's time for R.E. Garrison News. Feds charge Massachusetts state troopers in alleged CDL bribery scheme. Have you ever seen someone driving and wonder how they passed their CDL exam? We all have. We try to be positive and try to be supportive, but we've all seen someone and wonder how they passed their test. Well, federal investigators have charged two current and two former Massachusetts state police officers, along with two others, alleging the six traded favors in exchange for giving passing scores to certain applicants in a fraudulent commercial driver's license scheme. As set forth in the indictment, the defendants allegedly displayed no regard for public safety consequences of allowing people who didn't pass the test to have a CDL and operate commercial trucks. Acting U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts Joshua Levy said at a press conference on Tuesday. According to the 75-page indictment, Levy said the defendants allegedly joked about golden treatments and golden handshakes, referring to giving guaranteed passes to certain CDL applicants regardless of how they did on the test. In one text, Defendant Buckner, a Massachusetts state trooper, allegedly talked about an applicant who is performing required maneuvers as he described him as, quote, a mess, unquote, and Buckner said the applicant owes Soderquist prime rib for passing this test, Levy said. The individuals were indicted on three counts of conspiracy to falsify records, three counts of conspiracy to commit extortion, three counts of extortion, six counts of honest services mail fraud, 31 counts of falsification of records, 27 counts of false statements, and one count of perjury. According to Levy, more than a dozen drivers allegedly received CDLs who did not pass the test or did not even take the test in exchange for these bribes. The indictment states that Soderquist allegedly received a new driveway valued at $10,000, a $1,900 snowblower, and a $750 granite post and mailbox in exchange for passing drivers on their Class A CDL skills test, which are mandated by Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration to drive a tractor trailer. Speed limiter rulemaking now expected in May. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration now expects to publish its supplemental notice of proposed rulemaking on a motor carrier-based speed limiter mandate in May of this year, according to the updated significant rulemaking report from the Department of Transportation. The previous rulemaking report published in September, which first listed the maximum speed for the mandate at 68 miles an hour before the agency backtracked to remove a specific speed, indicated the speed limiter proposal would be published in December of 2023. Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration said its new proposal will require motor carriers operating trucks equipped with an electronic engine control unit capable of governing the truck's maximum speed to limit the truck to a speed as determined by the rulemaking and maintain that ECU setting for the service life of the truck. In other National Highway Transportation Safety Administration and Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration rule news, the joint rule from NHTSA and FMCSA to propose an automatic requirement for emergency braking systems on trucks is still expected to be published in April, the same timeline as the previous rulemaking report released in September. The proposed AEB rulemaking released last year would require heavy commercial vehicles with FMVSS required electronic stability control systems to be equipped with AEB system. Near the end of last summer, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration released an advance notice of proposed rulemaking to gather feedback on potential changes to its carrier safety rating system, dubbed its Safety Fitness Determination Rule. The agency is now planning to release a notice of proposed rulemaking by July 2025, giving the agency potentially 18 more months before the rule's publication. Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration said its rulemaking will seek information on how it might use data and resources more effectively to identify unfit motor carriers and remove them from the nation's roadways. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration would seek public comment about the use of the available safety data, including inspection data, and determining carriers' fitness to operate. It's time for R.E. Garrison News. The Employee Engagement Department is having a fundraiser for the month of February, wherein you can win either a $150 Visa gift card or a $100 Coleman Florist gift certificate. The department will be holding a raffle where you can purchase tickets for $5 each, or you can get 5 tickets for $20. All proceeds go directly to Garrison Gives Hope. Exciting news for the fleet of wrap trucks, bringing awareness to many issues near and dear to the associates at R.E. Garrison. We were named second flashiest fleet amongst the trucking companies in America. R.E. Garrison is proud to be named on that list, but even more proud to bring awareness to all the different campaigns and organizations whose names are on the fleet of wrap trucks. And that's it for R.E. Garrison News. Welcome back to R.E. Garrison's Driver's News and Notes. As I stated earlier, we're going to talk a little bit about the, quote, driver shortage, unquote. Trucking companies everywhere are navigating the complexities of the truck driver shortage. Very few companies are in the situation R.E. Garrison is in. We have our trucks full and also have a waiting list for applicants to be a part of what's going on at R.E. Garrison, but most companies are not so fortunate. The trucking industry, which is an essential backbone of the U.S. economy, faces an ongoing critical challenge, a significant shortage of drivers. This shortage, 60,000 drivers estimated by the American Trucking Association, is not just a transient issue. It has profound implications on the supply chain, affecting everything from the ability of everyday consumer goods to the stability of the national economic growth. The industry, alongside government entities, is implementing or exploring a variety of strategies to fill the gap, from recruiting a diverse range of employees and offering specialized training for technological advancements such as autonomous trucks, and also government policy changes like more flexible hours of service. The trucking industry's labor challenge is multifaceted, stemming from a combination of demographic and economic and regulatory factors. Why do you think there's such a shortage for qualified drivers in the industry? One of the primary reasons for driver shortage is the aging demographic of current drivers. Many are nearing retirement age, and there aren't enough young drivers entering the profession to replace them. At 46 years, according to the American Trucking Association, or as high as 60 years of age in the Commercial Carrier Journal's 2023 What Drivers Want survey, the average age of commercial truck drivers in the United States is significantly higher than the overall workforce, which is 42 years of age, indicating a generational gap in the industry. There are challenges to attracting young drivers. A variety of factors have made it a challenge for the industry to attract these young drivers. The demanding nature of the job, long hours away from home, and the perception of truck driving as a less than desirable career path contribute to the issue. Moreover, federal regulations require commercial truck drivers to be at least 21 years of age to drive on the interstate, which limits the pool of younger drivers who can enter the field immediately after high school. Another reason for adding to the shortage can be attributed to COVID-19. The COVID-19 pandemic had a significant impact on the trucking industry. Many drivers chose to leave due to health concerns or to care for family members. The pandemic also disrupted training and licensing processes, creating a backlog for new drivers trying to enter our industry. Yet another reason brought up for the shortage can be the ever-present regulatory changes and the implications they bring. Hours of service regulations designed to ensure drivers get adequate rest also limit the number of hours a driver can work, impacting their earnings and job appeal. Compliance to these and other regulations like the electronic logging device mandate add to the operational complexities for drivers and companies. Economic factors also play a significant role in the labor shortage. While truck driving can be lucrative, the pay structure, often based on miles and hours worked, and the lack of regular home time can be deterrents. However, working in this industry as an independent contractor can help eliminate some of those concerns, as you're participating in the increases immediately as rates begin to rise. As an independent contractor, you're betting on yourself to make wise decisions daily and increase your odds at winning in this industry. Is there an impact of the driver shortage? Of course there is. The truck driver shortage has wide-reaching implications that affect not just this industry, but the entire supply chain and the U.S. economy. The shortage directly affects the efficiency of the supply chain. With fewer drivers available, there's a delay in the transportation of goods. This leads to longer delivery times and can cause shortages of products in various sectors from retail to manufacturing. The just-in-time delivery model, which many businesses rely on, is particularly vulnerable to such disruptions. The inefficiencies in the supply chain inevitably lead to increased cost, which are often passed on to customers. The shortage of drivers can lead to higher shipping rates, and these increased costs can result in higher prices for goods. This inflationary effect can have a significant impact on consumer spending and the overall economy. Trucking companies are under immense pressure due to the driver shortage. They face intense operational costs, including higher wages to attract drivers, costs associated with driver turnover, and investments in recruitment and training. The competition for qualified drivers can be intense, leading to a bidding war between companies. Disruptions in trucking reverberate throughout the U.S. economic system. The driver shortage can hamper economic growth, affecting industries that rely on trucking for transportation of raw materials and finished products. It also impacts the labor market, with the ripple effects in related sectors like logistics, warehousing, and distribution. What's being done to combat this shortage? As far as recruiting is concerned, trucking companies are intensifying efforts to attract a diverse range of candidates, including younger individuals retiring from other fields, military veterans, and foreign nationals. Training and licensing is also being addressed by companies and regulatory agencies. Specialized training programs are being offered to efficiently prepare new drivers. There is also advocacy for lowering the interstate commercial driving age to 18 to expand the potential driver pool. The industry is looking to technology to help. Technological advancements, including the development of autonomous trucks, are seen as a long-term solution to the labor shortage. Meanwhile, improvements in truck technology are making the profession more attractive and less physically demanding. In short, revising regulations such as hours of service and providing funding for training initiatives are ways the government is contributing. Furthermore, improving the efficiency of utilizing immigration programs, which allow skilled and unskilled workers, including truck drivers, to migrate to the U.S., may benefit the industry. As complex as the industry is, and as complex as the driver shortage is, the resources to do it and the solutions to do it are sure to be just as complex. Trucking companies and government agencies alike must be just as diverse in strategies to put more drivers on the road, ensuring stability in the supply chain and the economy. RE Garrison continues to put drivers first. That is our solution. That makes our drivers want to partner with us and therefore eliminate the, quote, driver shortage, unquote, that is going on in the company. We're not experiencing that at RE Garrison due to our put drivers first approach. We have two jobs here at RE Garrison. You either drive for RE Garrison or you support the drivers who drive for RE Garrison. We believe that approach takes care of the, quote, driver shortage, unquote. Thanks again for joining us on RE Garrison's Drivers News and Notes. You are now caught up on all things Drivers News and Notes, and we hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. I want to thank you for joining me today on the podcast. I hope you got a little understanding about how the driver shortage affects the economy and the companies who aren't handling the shortage very well. I also hope you were able to take a few things away from our segment Succeeding in 2024. If you run your business like a business in 2024, you'll be more successful. I hope you're going to be cashing checks all year and looking for a way to invest your earnings and not just looking for a way to survive. We hope you'll take time to share this podcast with friends and family members who may benefit from knowing what's going on at RE Garrison. Thanks for listening to the RE Garrison Drivers News and Notes podcast. Don't forget to follow the podcast so you get notified when a new podcast is published. Also, remember to share a link to your friends and to your family members so they can keep up with what's going on at RE Garrison. Today's podcast has been brought to you by RE Garrison Trucking Incorporated. For more information about RE Garrison and its affiliates, call 800-643-3472 or go to regarrison.com.